From NPR West, I'm Shay Stevens. Armed gunmen have taken over a United Nations guest house in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Eyewitness reports say plumes of smoke and gunfire can be seen and heard. The building is used by UN staff. The incident comes amid an army crackdown on Islamist militants in South Waziristan and a surge in militant attacks. October has become the deadliest month for U.S. forces in Afghanistan since the start of the war there 4 years ago. 8 U.S. troops were killed in roadside bombings in southern Afghanistan Tuesday, bringing to 53 the number killed there this month. Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman, a key member of the Senate Democratic Caucus, says he will not vote for a health care bill that includes a public option. Such legislation is already headed for debate on the Senate floor. More from NPR's David Wellner.
To overcome any GOP filibusters at the health care overhaul, Majority Leader Reid would likely need the votes of all 60 members of his caucus. But Joe Lieberman says the bill's opt-out public option has to go.
I will help him, in all probability, to bring the bill to the floor because we need to begin a debate on health insurance reform because we need health insurance reform. But if the bill stays as it is, I will not be part of the 60 votes to get it off the floor to conference committee.
When told about Lieberman's stance, Reid shrugged it off.
I have the greatest confidence in Joe Lieberman's ability as a legislator, and he will work with us when this gets on the floor, and I'm sure he'll have some interesting things to do in the way of amendments, but Joe Lieberman is the least of Harry Reid's problems.
Reid said he preferred taking things one step at a time. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Obama administration and the House Financial Services Committee have released draft legislation they say will fix the problem of firms that are too big to fail. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
As it stands now, when a really big financial firm like AIG or Lehman Brothers is in danger of collapsing, the government doesn't have many good options. It can let the company fail and risk destabilizing the whole financial system, or it can bail the company out with funds taxpayers may never see again. This is the too-big-to-fail problem. The draft bill creates a third option, an orderly, controlled winding down, where taxpayers don't foot the bill. The draft legislation creates a council of regulators that would set rules for firms that pose a systemic risk, either because of their size or their connection to other firms. If a company is in trouble, the council could step in. The FDIC would be in charge of winding it down, much as it does now with banks. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 14 points. This is NPR News. Two Northwest Airlines pilots who flew 150 miles past their destination last week have lost their licenses. The Federal Aviation Administration sent a letter to the pilots noting safety violations, including their lack of communication with their traffic controllers, for over 90 minutes. Investigators say the pilots explained that they became distracted while working on their personal computers. Federal rules do not ban the use of laptops in the cockpit at certain altitudes, but Delta, which owns Northwest, prohibits its pilots from using laptops or engaging in activity that is not related to the command of the aircraft during a flight. Former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin is already a millionaire book author, and her book has not even come out yet. NPR's Martin Costi has the story.
In a newly filed financial disclosure form, Palin says she got $1.25 million from HarperCollins as a retainer for her memoir, Going Rogue. Her total income from the book is likely to be much more, as the book was already on bestseller lists 2 months before its November 17th publication date. But in Alaska, the fact that she received the seven-figure advance while still in office is sure to ruffle some feathers. While she was governor, she fended off several ethics complaints from Alaskans who believed that she was inappropriately earning outside income. Those complaints cost her money. In the disclosure form, she also says she took out a home loan to help cover the hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal debts that she racked up defending herself from those charges. Martin Costi, NPR News.
I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.